The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And there is a ton of things going on in the sports world, as always. We are 1 week closer to March Madness. 1 week away from Selection Sunday. And if you can't feel the buzz, there's something wrong with you, to be honest with you. Speaking of buzzes, spring training baseball in full throttle here. In the Valley of the Sun, in Florida, you name it, it's all happening all over the place. News about Phil Jackson may be interested in that New York Knicks position, and I'm not really that surprised. I know there's a lot of people saying, oh, never, no way, L.A., but a lot of roots there for Phil Jackson in New York, so... Got news for you. I think it makes a lot of sense. I got Jeff Rich with me real quickly. Jeff, good morning. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well, Dorf, man. Good to hear your voice this morning.
Yeah, good to hear you as well. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause, talk to her about a featured charity of the week, and then also what the mission of Ticks for Cause is in general. So keep it close for that. A little later in the hour, John Poulter. A lot coming at you. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Jeff Rich with me, as he always is. And now we're going to hook up with Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. Mary, good morning. How you doing? Well, I think we have Mary. I'm not exactly sure. I know I got Jeff. Jeff, have I got you?
Yeah, you definitely do.
Okay, good deal. Well, we'll track her down. I know we're trying to get her, and we are going to talk to her about a featured charity like we do each and every week here on the program. Again, I didn't know this, Jeff. I don't know if you did, but March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, and you know, it's a good thing, to be honest with you. When you think about all the injuries that happen in sports these days, with people to their brains and whatnot, obviously in football with the concussions and whatnot, probably not a bad idea to have a month that's dedicated to brain injuries and things along those lines, Jeff.
Well, you know, we take it a lot more seriously now, you know, having seen the, you know, the sad stories of Junior Seau and Dave Dewerson up there in Chicago. You know, it used to be, you know, you just got your bell rung, you know, rub some dirt on it, tough it out, and get back in there. But I think that we see the, you know, the serious repercussions, if not immediately, the ones you see later in life. And, you know, this is an issue that needs to be taken very seriously.
I agree 100%. I know we've got Mary. Mary, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Andy. Hi, Jeff. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
You know what? We're doing all right, Mary. It's another one of those perfect days here in the Valley of the Sun. And I got to say this before we get started. Had the opportunity the other day to go to a spring training game, which, by the way, I did get the tickets from Takes for Cause, from your website. Unbelievable seats. Got to tell you, we sat front row right on the first base sideline. And I'll tell you what, if I wasn't paying attention, I could have caught a screamer right in my face. So the seats were excellent, accommodations, everything. The tickets came to me in the mail in an appropriate amount of time. So I got to say, more than happy with what happened from you guys there at Ticks for Cause.
Oh, thanks, Andy. It's so great to hear that. And again, simple, easy to do, and you got to benefit your charity. So thanks so much.
Absolutely. Our pleasure, 100%. But Jeff and I were getting into it a little bit about March being Brain Injury Awareness Month. Can you expand upon that for us a little bit and then tell us about what we're going to talk about today as well?
Absolutely. It's one of these things how people don't realize how brain injuries affect so many of us in our communities, families, friends that have this. Just some simple facts. They say every 23 seconds a brain injury occurs in the United States, and that of this, around 5.3 million Americans are living with this right now, costing over $48 billion annually. And I think the thing about it is that we take a look at how this is growing, from car accidents to all of our servicemen and women coming home, to also, as we all know, the sports injuries that are out there. So it's a huge impact and effect on not only those individuals who are suffering and their families and their caretakers, but you just, again, think about the community in general and the cost that's involved in trying to help these people recover and get back to as normal a situation that they can have to have a better life. And it's a very expensive proposition for us. So March is the month to be able to draw awareness to this and, again, the needs that are out there.
Very good, and very important for you to get that message across. Once again, that is Mary Nemitz joining us, as she always does, each and every week here on the program from ticksforcause.com. Check out the website for sure. Any ticket, any event, it goes to the charity of your choice as well. A portion of the ticket prices are donated to your charity of choice. And again, we're talking about March being Brain Injury Awareness Month. And, you know, tell us about this. You said something kind of interesting to me about the, you know, 5.3 million Americans that are living with disabilities from brain injuries. And that's like, what did you say, 2% of the U.S. population? Is that right?
Correct. I think that's a real interesting number to remember. So if you think 2% of the population right now are living with disabilities from brain injuries, and if you just make the analogy, if 2% of the U.S. population, and that's about 5.3 million people, if they just transacted one time on Ticks for Cause, just one time, an average transaction, over $139 million would be raised for this particular organization just by making a difference as far as where you go to buy your tickets. And that's what Ticks for Cause does, and that's what I'm so proud to be able to tell people about, and so grateful I have this opportunity to talk with you and Jeff about what our website, we always say our ticket website is the one with a heart. You can find those tickets. You can make a difference for the charity of your choice easily, quickly, as you attested to, Andy, and at no additional cost to you, you can benefit a charity of your choice. And as I said, in this particular instance, think about it, $139 million would be raised just merely by making a difference and coming to Ticks for Cause to buy that ticket. We find that just absolutely staggering.
That is staggering, to be honest with you. Amazing stuff. Again, that is the voice of Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause joining us as she always does. Jeff, go ahead. Fire something at Mary.
Hey, Mary, you know, this is a cause that hits close to home for me. When I was young, I was in a car accident and suffered some brain trauma. And, you know, I played a little bit of football and suffered the due consequences of that as well. So, you know, I was curious how to help out and get on the site. And one of the things we joke about a lot here is the weather here versus how it is back in the Midwest. And I've got to tell you, I'm really excited for this Big Ten tournament that's kicking off in Indianapolis. And I looked, and how can I benefit both the brain injury awareness as well as, you know, get myself some tickets to the Conseco Fieldhouse. I go right there to Ticks for Cause. I select the brain injury awareness of Illinois, and, you know, plenty of tickets available for the, for the games this week starting Thursday in the Conseco Fieldhouse. And, you know, we just appreciate that there's a site like Ticks for Cause out there that we can, that we can help out and get what we want out of it as well.
Oh, Jeff, thanks. Excellent point. And again, just like you say, you can come on. All of the madness that's going to be going on in March, all of these tickets are available. You can go on, find what you're looking for. As you and Andy have said, it's a simple process to be able to go on, get those tickets, all the same prices as you're going to find on the other ticket websites, but we're the only site that you can make that difference just merely by coming to our website and checking the charity member of your choice. It's really that simple, and I'm so glad you pointed that out about all the great tickets that we have for them. Like I said, for March Madness coming up, I mean, it's just such a great month, so many fun things to do and places to go, and very easy to make that difference.
Yeah, and absolutely with Jeff, you know, I mean, there's a lot of these conference tournaments that people are very excited about and they want to go check them out, whether it's at Pauley Pavilion or whether, like you said, Conseco Fieldhouse there in Indianapolis, wherever. But Ticks for Cause has you covered. You can go check out any game, any event. It's not only games. It's any event, music, you name it. They have you covered. So it is a one-stop shop, to be honest with you, Mary.
And thanks, and Andy, you're absolutely right. And again, if you come on and you don't find the charity, we have over 700. If you can't find the one that you're looking for and you want yours to come on, give us a call. reach out to us. It takes nothing. It costs nothing for a charity member to join. We're happy to get them onboarded, and we're happy to help them benefit as well. So it is a one-stop shop. We try to make it as easy as possible for our purchasers as well as our charity members. And literally, it is just about awareness and just having people know we're out there and to be able to make that huge difference. And I really appreciate today, again, just to talk about that. Think about that 2% number. What a difference it would make merely by altering your buying pattern and just coming to Chicks for Cause.
Absolutely, Mary. Perfect timing there. Great conversation as always, and always look forward to talking to you each and every week here on the program.
You guys are the best. Thanks so much for all your support, and have a wonderful week. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely. Mary Nemitz from Chicks for Cause joining us, as she always does. Check out the website. Like I said, it's a one-stop shop. They got you covered in every way, shape, or form. Sporting events, music, you name it, they got you covered. Jeff Rich with the Dorf Man. We're going to be back on the other side. We're going to get into some sports. We're going to talk a lot about what's going on out there. I got to get Jeff's opinion about Big Z getting his number retired and LeBron going back to Cleveland and his thoughts about Phil Jackson going to New York maybe. So a lot of things happening. March Madness, like I said, right around the corner. We'll get into that too. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Welcome back, Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. By the way, if you do want to get in on the conversation, Hit us up at 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit Jeff up on his Twitter account at JRichRadio. Hit the Dorf Man up at Dorf on Sports. And speaking of which, a ton to talk about. This McDermott kid, I believe he's only the eighth kid to score 3,000 points in his college career. Had a pretty darn good career. A lot of really good, like you said, college tournaments coming up here. And I just want to ask you, Jeff, real quickly, how much stock do you put in those conference tournaments?
All the coaches hate them, and I don't put a lot in. I wish they'd reward the regular season champion a lot, just because a lot of these conferences get one bid, regardless if you have a two or three loss conference, a regular season champion goes into the conference tournament, gets shocked by a really motivated team, and they find themselves in the NIT or completely on the outside looking in. So I don't love them. I don't love the concept of the conference tournament, but I do appreciate the excitement that it brings. It kind of starts the tournament before the tournament. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's probably actually a very good point. I mean, look, I think personally you should be rewarded on your regular season a little bit more than the conference tournament. However, they do put a lot of stock in the last 10 games or so that teams play, and teams that are kind of trending on an upward note versus teams that are trending on a downward note. And, you know, those teams, hey, we've seen it in all kinds of sports, Jeff, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, you name it. The team that gets hot at the right time is usually a team to be reckoned with, and that's very similar come March Madness too. So I kind of agree with you. I don't necessarily think there should be so much stock put into those, but it is kind of rewarding that if you play a tough season with your conference, and then maybe, you know what, you figure out how to beat those the big dogs, as they say, and you wind up, you know, finding yourself in the dance when you may have not expected it. That's kind of what March Madness is all about. Yes or no?
Yeah, I just here's what I don't like. I don't like the cutthroat aspect of it. Like everybody outside of the Missouri Valley Conference rooting for Wichita State to get it done so that they don't end up with two teams in the tournament. And what happens in that case if they do lose to Missouri State, Missouri State gets the bid. You know, Wichita State's not going to get denied. Then you have a bubble team that gets knocked out. And I don't know that I like that, but, you know, it is what it is. And there's definitely some excitement to be had. So, I can take it or leave it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, the conference tournaments, I think you hit the nail right on the head. They kind of start the tournament. It's like the pre-tournament, as you said. I mean, it just gets the juices flowing and gets everybody realizing that we're 1 week away from the March, from the madness itself. And, I mean, people just love this tournament. I love the tournament. Usually I'm in Las Vegas for the opening rounds of the tournament. So, just a great time, a great atmosphere there. Hey, let's keep going around the world of sports here. And, you know, there's news about Phil Jackson maybe considering the front office job there in New York. And I got news for you. To me, it makes a ton of sense. So I'm not really that shocked. I think it's maybe a little bit, you know, shocking what's happened there in L.A., but I'm not shocked that Phil Jackson may want to go back to New York and be involved with the New York Knicks. Are you?
Oh, not at all. I think that this was, you know, every team should call him, you know, for any role in their organization when they're looking for help. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jackson takes on a new challenge. I think that he gets that stigma of coaching superstar players that maybe he wasn't all that as a coach. I think that he's still got some things to prove to not only to everybody out there, but to the Lakers specifically that he can handle a front office job.
You know, I've never been a huge Phil Jackson guy, to be honest with you. When, you know, I don't think it's all that difficult to win with the likes of a Michael Jordan. I'm sorry, you know, and, you know, when you have Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal, when they're in their prime, I mean, again, I think that he's been very fortunate. Look, I'm not discrediting him completely. Obviously, it takes something to go out there and be able to manage the egos of the NBA players and whatnot. But I would really like to see the kind of a job that, that he would do with, you know, a Chicago Bull team like they have right now, that Thibodeau has done a phenomenal job, or a Phoenix Suns team that, that Jeff Hornacek has made a competitive basketball team without the superstars. I mean, so, you know, when you are given a Michael Jordan, you're given a Kobe Bryant, a Shaquille O'Neal, you know, Scottie Pippen as well. Let's throw him out there. I mean, there he had some really, really good players to help him win those championships, Jeff.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, Doug Collins had Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Del Harris had Shaq and Kobe. And, you know, it might take a coach like Phil Jackson to put them over the top. I mean, look at the night and day difference between, you mentioned the Phoenix Suns. Jeff Hornacek seems like a hell of a coach to me. I don't know what your thought is on them. I know that you watch a lot of Suns basketball.
I think Jeff Hornacek is unbelievable. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I loved him as a ball player, and I'm beginning to love him even more as a coach. I mean, you know, the way those guys play is the way that Jeff Hornacek played out on the floor himself. He gave it his all. He was a smart player, and in general, I just love the effort that he used to bring out on the floor, and he's brought that same effort to his coaching gig. So, I mean, hands down, in my opinion, he is the coach of the year, and just very, very happy with the job that he's done with the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing as to what he's done. But in general, I think it's interesting to think about this Phil Jackson deal and him considering going back to the New York Knicks. Hey, I want to get your opinion about Z. I know you're a Cleveland guy. You obviously used to cover them. But Big Z gets his number retired last night. LeBron James is in the house. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, let me tackle this in two ways. First of all, I took a kind of a beating from my hometown brother and on Twitter because I spoke out against retired Zydrunas Ilgauskas' number. I thought that he was a decent player. You know, he obviously played a long time, held records for rebounds, blocked shots, games played, et cetera, in Cleveland. You know, and he's been in the league since 98. But I think that Cleveland, you know, if you look in the rafters, you see a guy like Nate Thurman who played about two seasons with the Cavaliers. You see Mark Price, Brad Doherty, Larry Nance. And, you know, and you just think that they're settling for the number in the rafters. Then I saw the excitement in Cleveland last night, and I said, why would you ever want to take that away? So I've kind of kept myself mum on the merits of retiring his jersey. As far as LeBron being in the house, I thought it was done very respectfully. He wasn't a distraction. You could see a genuine friendship between these two. LeBron actually put it out on Instagram, a bunch of pictures of him and Z, and, you know, how proud he was of his friend. So I've got absolutely no problem with LeBron James coming back. You know, this event was kind of scheduled around Miami's off days. So they scheduled this with the intention of LeBron coming back for it. I thought that it was handled really well. I thought the Cavaliers organization did a heck of a job.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I mean, look, I thought it was pretty cool that LeBron wanted to take the time out to go see his buddy Z get his number retired. And you know what? When push comes to shove, at the end of the day, LeBron is a Cleveland kid, you know. And there's another surprise that I won't be surprised about. If, when his contract is up, he does decide to go back to Cleveland, I really wouldn't be shocked. Would you?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a matter of – he's got 2 years left on his deal in Miami after this year, but he can opt out. I would be shocked if he did it this year. I would actually be shocked if he ever went back to Cleveland. I don't think he needs it. You know, he might want it, but the logistics of the whole thing, I think that he stays in Miami for as long as he can. And then he goes and wins championships wherever he feels he has the best chance to, if it's not Miami. And I don't think that place is going to be Cleveland.
Well, but with a young budding superstar and Kyrie Irving, you know, you throw a couple of pieces to that puzzle, and 2 years, maybe they're not that far away from a championship.
Well, you know, I mean, that's, you know, that sounds good in theory, but Brian Winters, who used to cover the Cavaliers for the Plain Dealer in Cleveland, went to ESPN, actually went to high school, was a few years older than LeBron. He went to St. Vincent St. Mary High School, very close to the situation. It's been reported that Kyrie and LeBron don't want to play together. Kyrie kind of wants to spread his wings, but, you know, these are the rumors coming out of the 20-year-old kid's camp in Kyrie. So we'll see. There's a lot of time between now and, you know, even this summer for those things to happen, and possibly in 2016. You know, asking my personal opinion, though, I just don't see it happening.
Well, and speaking of Brian Winters, I mean, I don't think I ever saw a guy be able to knock down a shot like he did repeatedly. Growing up from watching the Milwaukee Bucks, I used to love Brian Winters. I used to love Junior Bridgman, Sidney Moncrief, Paul Pressey, Terry Cummings, you name it. I mean, those guys were true class acts in general. And you know what? The Milwaukee Bucks never got it done back in the day, but they were a darn good team. And I think that they would have given anything to get over Philadelphia or to get over Boston back in those days when those two teams were so powerful in the Eastern Conference. And I think, you know, Brian Winters should maybe throw a little bit of his experience out there and say, look, you need other guys around you to be a good basketball team. And I understand about spreading your wings and all that, but at the end of the day, LeBron James is the best player in the NBA. So if somebody doesn't want to play with him, I'm sorry, man, but that just doesn't sound like a smart move to me. But anyways, that's my opinion, and we know what that's worth. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. On the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports. I'm going to talk to him about baseball, a little bit about hockey, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Finally, you can go from the gym to the grocery. In that order, new Ban Total Refresh Cooling Body Cloths. I carry them with me wherever I go. So now when I'm running from place to place, all it takes is one wipe across my neck and chest to leave my skin feeling cool, soft, and instantly refreshed. Find new Ban Total Refresh Cooling Body Cloths in the deodorant aisle.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me. You can get us at 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter. You can get Jeff at JRichRadio. You can get the Dorf Man at Dorf on Sports. And speaking of getting somebody. We're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, all the way from Canada. John, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. How are the two of you this morning?
Well, it's beautiful here. I've been lucky and fortunate enough to get out and catch a couple of spring training games, most notably the Angels and the Cubs the other day at Tempe Diablo Stadium. And I got to say something, fellas. I was out there, and there was one thing that hit me like a ton of bricks. And that was the fact of looking at these ball players, they're not the same as they were years ago. And I think you understand what I'm saying. Guys are a lot smaller. The PEDs are not being taken as much. I will guarantee that because of what I saw looking out there on the field. I mean, Albert Pujols, I'll tell you what, he was not that opposing out there. I used to look at him, and he was a monster out there. Well, I'll tell you what, their backup that they put in there was as big, if not bigger, than Albert Pujols. So am I crazy, or am I seeing this probably the way that it really is? And guys have shrunk quite a bit, John.
I don't disagree with you at all. I've been watching a little bit of the MLB Network here on the TV in Canada. It's on a preview. It's brand new in Canada. And it's on a free preview till the end of April, I believe. So I've been seeing several spring training games, and that same thought has gone through my mind that we're seeing a few of these guys a little bit more in check now in terms of their workouts. So I have to agree with you that, you know, maybe the message is starting to sink home with these guys that this is not the way to go and the risks are just not worth it. You know, anytime you have that kind of situation, you're going to have risk versus reward. And I think these guys are starting to believe now that the risk is greater than the reward. So nice to see it happening. Puts everybody back on an even playing field. How long it's going to take to filter back through the system for everybody to be clean and everybody to have it completely out of their systems is another story. But I definitely think we're moving in the right direction. I would have to agree with you 100% there, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest thing, honestly, that I took away from watching the game. Jeff, have you been out and have you checked out any games, first of all? And are you noticing what I'm noticing, that guys look like they're back to normal? And by that, I mean just, you know, they're not enormous and they're not popping out of their skin anymore. And again, like John said, it's an even playing field now. Have you noticed the same thing?
I think it's changed gradually over the last few years since the Mitchell report came out in 2007, which really dinged a lot of the guys. And you had the Biogenesis scandal that is still ongoing with Alex Rodriguez and Ryan Braun and, you know, a few other names of note. But, you know, I've noticed the gradual changes as far as getting out to spring training. Yes, I've been all over the valley here with the Indians out in Goodyear. Got to check out the new Cubs Park on Friday. Was up in Peoria yesterday, and you know all these ballparks have a certain, you know, have their own type of charm to them, and it's good to diversify and see the many parks. I'm also a big fan of Tempe Diablo there in 48th Street in Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful ballpark. Hey, John, let me ask you this, because there were several times throughout the game where there were some close calls, and I know in spring training they do not use replay. Question for you. Should they think about it, since they use it during the regular season anyway? And I guess I'm one of those people that if you're going to practice it during the regular season, why not practice it in the off season too? And, you know, that way the umpires can get on page and with what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing. I don't know. I just feel like there were several calls that were made that were close and that maybe they should have been checked out. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm not so sure that I want to see it from the standpoint that it's critical that the decisions be right in terms of spring training. We all know that spring training records really don't mean a heck of a lot. What I would like to see is the opportunity for the managers to learn how to use this new policy and for the umpires to learn how to work with it so that we don't slow the game down once the regular season starts. I think it would be important from that standpoint. The parallel that I can draw is that in 2004, when the NHL introduced the shootout for tied games after overtime, all preseason games had a shootout piece to it, regardless of whether the score was tied or wasn't tied after regulation, just so that the referees, the goaltenders, the coaches, and the shooters could all get used to the procedure so that it wasn't getting back to square one when the regular season started. So I would agree with you that it would be a good opportunity for everybody to learn how to use it, whether they got the decisions correct or not, probably not as critical as it would be in the regular season and the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not so concerned necessarily about for records per se. I'm concerned in the sense of, you know what, the umpires basically have an extra month off when you really think about it. They're out there on the field, but what you're really saying is that their calls really aren't that important and it doesn't really matter. But I don't know. To me, it's like you set a tone. And if you're doing it right from the get-go, well, then maybe you'll do it right all season long versus, you know, giving them this month or so to just kind of hang out there on the field and not have to be really that into the ball game and what's going on. I don't know. I just think it sets a tone where maybe they're not ready to go come start of the season. I don't know.
I think you raise a good point. I can't disagree with you there. Again, I think everybody has to be used to the system so that they're not fumbling for the how-to charts as soon as the regular season starts. So
that's my only concern. So I think you and I are on the same page there. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program as he always does. Hey, I got one more question on something, you know, just that I happen to see, which was the Angels the other day. Well, a couple things here. First of all, I thought they were going to break this thing up maybe last year. They didn't do that, obviously, but this year it's got to be a make or break season for them. Yes or no? Make or break for the Angels?
Yep, got to be a lot of money there, competing with the Dodgers. Both teams have got what appears to be bottomless pits in terms of payroll. They're both competing for essentially the same fan base. You'll always have Angel fans. You'll always have Dodger fans. I guess he's seen this sort of challenge trying to find those people that are just baseball fans and not specifically tied to one team. So I think it's important from that standpoint. I think you're going to see a pretty good rivalry between those two teams in terms of getting fans this year. And yeah, the Angels got a lot of money invested in a lot of older players, so they're kind of maxing out talent-wise, age-wise, and salary-wise. So I can't disagree with you at all on that, Andy.
One in particular really got me, and, you know, again, I'm going to mention his name again, Albert Pujols. I mean, I was watching the guy hit, and he really doesn't have the power that he once had. I'm sorry, but I got to say that, again, I never necessarily been proven or anything, but I really got to think he's one of those guys who has been hurt by the PEDs and what they've done. And, again, I have nothing to stand by it other than what I'm watching, because he's just not the same guy. And for whatever matter it is, whether he's older now or whatever, I just don't see the guy with the same power that he used to have there in St. Louis. So that's my humble assessment of what I saw. Hey, Jeff, throw something at John.
Hey, you know, I want to comment on a few things you said, Andy. First of all, with the replay, the reason that it's not there in spring training is because not all the games are televised, and they do count on the affiliates to provide replay for the central office. And also, I think that there's a lot of people out there suggesting that once Pujols got his big payday from Anaheim, that he put the needle away. So, I mean, take that for what it's worth. It's something that's floated out there. I don't know that I necessarily subscribe to it. But, hey, John, you know, all the chips have fallen except for one with the big free agent pitchers out there. We saw Oliver Perez is close to signing with the Diamondbacks, but Ervin Santana still sits on the market, and I thought that we'd be talking by now about how he signed with the Blue Jays. Is that something that's going to happen? Because obviously a guy like Santana is going to need spring training to get his velocity back after the offseason. Where is Santana going to land, and why hasn't he signed with the Blue Jays yet?
Well, the rumors are pretty rampant in and around Toronto, Jeff, that he is going to sign with the Blue Jays. Rumor has it that the last two teams in the mix are the Orioles and the Blue Jays. I suspect he's playing one off against the other. He's apparently brought his contract terms down to a one-year term as opposed to the long-term contract he was looking for. Obviously realizes that's not going to happen right now, so he's got to take what he can get. I also understand that he's prepared to sign for about $14 million, which ironically is the amount of money that he turned down when he didn't take the offer to go to arbitration with Kansas City. So he's basically one of the guys that's lost by holding out. I think for the Blue Jays, he's a good fit because he's looking for 1 year, and it's $14 million, and the Blue Jays can afford $14 million. They're owned by Rogers Communication, which is a huge communications network here in Canada. They're into radio, TV, cell phones, cable, the whole bit. My concern with Santana would be that he relies very heavily on the slider, and I don't know where they get these figures, but I've read that 32% of his pitches over the last 10 years have been sliders, which puts a great strain on the elbow, and there's a lot of concern that maybe his elbow will not hold out long term. But hey, if you're on a one-year contract and quote, it's only money, unquote, maybe it's not that bad of an investment. I think last year here in Toronto specifically, we learned that you can never have too much starting pitching. And, you know, we had three pitchers go down within a week from the rotation last year. So that kind of stuff you can't have happening. I can see Santana being a good short-term fix. And hey, if he pitches well for a team for a year, maybe he parlays that into a longer-term contract and then he gets market value. So I think it would be a good fit. But Baltimore seems to have a checkbook that's ready to roll as well, as we've seen there recently. And it's a pretty competitive division. So any kind of pitching you can get is a help, but I'm understanding from what I've heard in the media here in Toronto that he's in the next 24 to 48 hours, he's going to be making a decision.
Very good stuff as always, John. Hey, we're up against the break here. Just out of curiosity, what's going on in Canada, the weather, and just out of curiosity, what's your temperature today?
It's 19 Fahrenheit, about 10 minutes before noon, Toronto time. It's sunny, but it's a little windy, but it's a heck of a lot better than what we've seen since Christmas time. We've been in pretty much a deep freeze. I think we've had two or three days where the temperature has hit zero, but I'm counting the days now because a month from now I'm going to be down in your neck of the woods in Scottsdale, and I'm not really going to care what the temperature is like in Toronto. So in a month, you won't have that to hang over my head when we chat. That's a warm place I am.
Well, that'll be fun, and we'll have to catch up when you are here, to be honest with you, John. So
look forward to that.
Good talking to you as always. Look forward to catching up with you next week. Have a great day.
My pleasure as always. Take care, guys, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he always does. Good stuff about Major League Baseball, spring training, a ton of things going on. Jeff Rich and I will be right back to wrap up this hour of Dorf on Sports, so keep it close. It is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? but you don't know what to do next. Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Jeff Rich along with me. We just got done with John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking a lot of spring training baseball. Before that, Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. Any game, any event, they pretty much have you covered. Go check out their site. And the best thing about it is you donate to a charity of your choice. So you really can't beat that. Hey, Jeff, anything that's on your mind before we get out of here for this hour?
Yeah, you know, the season's starting in a couple weeks for the Diamondbacks and Dodgers, March 21st, March 22nd in Australia.
Yeah.
You know, I think that Major League Baseball has gotten too cute with this spreading of the game internationally, and I think that starting the season for two teams a whole week before most teams start on Monday, March 31st is a little bit ridiculous. It's changed the way that the Diamondbacks and Dodgers have to prepare, and I don't think it's very fair to them or the rest of the league.
Interesting. I mean, you can look at it in two ways. I think you can look at it the way you're looking at it, or I think you could look at it in a different way and say, hey, it's an honor to be in that ball game that is being showcased somewhere else. Yes? No? Maybe so?
Not necessarily. I think that these guys, you know, for the beginning of the season, they need to focus on being, you know, on getting their arms ready. You know, in the pitcher's case, getting their arms ready, and for the rest of the team, you know, that long travel, you know, that week long break, you know, where they're traveling, down, you know, down under to play two games that actually count the standings. I just think it's unnecessary, and I don't think baseball needs to have that kind of global awareness from Major League Baseball standpoint.
Hey, what do you know about the two teams in Ohio that won the hockey deal after the 7 OTs?
St. Ignatius is right there in Cleveland, and they're perpetual state champs. And
yeah,
just about every sport that they play. And you know, I would have loved to have gotten John Poulter's opinion on the lack of a shootout there, because they called
right.
It a tie after 7 overtimes. I mean, I say if it's a safety issue, just get those teams back on the ice today and let somebody score a goal.
Sounds good, man. Hey, he's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. That's going to do it for hour number one. Keep it close. Hour two on the horizon. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I got Fred Wallen with me in Los Angeles, California. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. You can be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Tiger Woods, three back of the leader today. McDermott scores 45, en route to 3,000, only the eighth player in NCAA history to do it. The Cavs honor Big Z, and LeBron is in the house. Dennis Rodman says he's not going to return to North Korea. I only bring that up because I know I've got a political guy with me in Fred Wallen. Phil Jackson maybe going to New York. A lot of things to talk about. March Madness right around the corner. Spring training in full throttle. Fred, how you doing this morning?
So you said Phil Jackson is not going to North Korea? you know how lucky you are, Andy? You live in the state of Arizona.
Yeah.
It's daylight savings time in the rest of the world, other than Indiana and Arizona. For a guy in his 50s, it's pretty tough. It really is.
Well, maybe that says a lot about Arizona in general. Maybe that's why it's so slow here. Because nothing ever changes, Fred. It's always the same. Anyways, he's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. We're just getting warmed up. A lot to talk about this hour, so let's get to it. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Got pain? Get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze. Maximum muscle and joint pain relief. Your solution for temporary relief of aches and pains. Zim's Max Freeze knows your pain and relieves backaches, strains, bruises, and sprains. If you're a senior, weekend warrior, or seasoned athlete, get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze is fast-acting and deep-penetrating with no lingering odor. Available at all major retailers.
Hey, developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code-level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free T-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the Pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Tons of things to talk about. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. And Fred, a lot happening. We didn't mention this in the opening, but I know you're not big on him, Billy Donovan, but his Florida Gators go 18-0 in routing Kentucky yesterday. That's pretty impressive. Again, you know, what Wichita State has been able to do is very impressive. 18-0 in your conference. I think that's pretty darn – that says something. And they have such senior leadership and – We've talked about that as well. They get their guys to stick around there at Florida, so there's something to be said for that too. You got anything to say about this Florida team?
Well, again, to run the table in the conference is spectacular, fantastic. Kentucky on the other side has fallen down late in the season, and going into the season, the young guys expected to be among the top squads in the country. Certainly they're not at that level. And again, you put experience against kids, unless the kids are just overwhelming in talent, the experience usually is going to win, and Florida knocked them off twice. Congratulations on that. We'll see. We're 7 days away now from the Selection Sunday, on Sunday. And the bottom line, it's going to be an interesting next few weeks in the NCAA basketball tournament. But I'm going to tell you right now, here in the Pac-12, I can tell you right now that who will not win the Pac-12, and that's my UCLA Bruins, because they've set it up themselves. Of course, about a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago now, they suspended Jordan Adams and Kyle Anderson, and because of that, they lost to Oregon by 4 points in overtime. If they win that game, Oregon does not finish seventh in the conference. They finished down below that. Now the way it works out, on Thursday, Oregon plays Oregon State. If the Ducks, who have won seven in a row, beat Oregon State, and they should, they'll be about a 5-7 point favorite, something in that realm. If they beat Oregon State, they've got UCLA next, and there is no way in hell that UCLA can compete with Oregon in that battle, the way Oregon is playing right now and the way UCLA is playing right now. So for UCLA and Jordan Adams and Kyle Anderson, you only have those two kids to blame for getting themselves suspended, losing to Oregon, and allowing Oregon to finish as highly as they did in the conference. And again, they've won seven in a row, and the win over Arizona on Saturday, of course, again, proved their worth one more time. So I think the Ducks, who have more depth than anybody in the conference, they can play 9-10 guys, will beat UCLA. And the Ducks have a chance to win the Pac-12 conference tournament. I really do. They could beat Arizona again. I mean, they've proven it. There's no way that you can say they're not going to play them closely. I think Arizona and Oregon are the two possible winners of the Pac-12 tournament.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point because, you know, I talked a little bit about this with Jeff in the first hour. You know, these conference tournaments come at an interesting time. You know, obviously they're going to come at the end of the season, but, you know, if a team has a bad day, like you said, like in Arizona, who we all probably think, you know, is the cream of the crop in the Pac-12, and that they, you know, if everything goes right, they should win the Pac-12 tournament. They're a number one seed in the NCAA tournament itself, blah, blah, blah. You know, we all know the end of this. But my point is that to a certain extent, There is a lot of stock put in these Pac-12 tournaments, the Big Ten tournament, in the sense of it could make or break a season for a team like an Oregon. Are you in favor of something like this, yes or no?
The tournament? Well, it's just a monetary thing. I mean, the bottom line is you've got to have the winner of the tournament getting the automatic bid or else nobody would go to see him.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is in some cases, that automatic bid that comes from the conference tournament winner
right.
is the only bid that conference is going to get. Sure. Not the case with the Pac-12, obviously, but you understand what I'm saying. Like the Big 12, the Big South Championship, there's one
right.
team getting in from that, right?
Right,
and,
right.
And let's just say the favorite team doesn't win. They right. have a tremendous season, but they lose, and their body of work that they've had the whole season is right. basically just thrown out.
Well, but you can't not have it because it makes money. Television pays a lot of the freight, and it pays these conferences a lot of dough. So you're going to have them. There's no question about it. For years, the Pac-12 had it years ago. Then for years, they didn't have the Pac-12
yeah,
tournament.
Yeah.
But they were offered so much money that they had to go back to it. They move it to Las Vegas because they didn't draw that well here in Southern California. And it also wasn't fair to be here in Southern California every year. So in Las Vegas, sort of a neutral site, although, I mean, obviously there are more people from Arizona and Los Angeles there than anywhere else. But still, it's more balanced than always down here in Los Angeles. But you have to have the tournament because, Andy, as you know, everything is dependent on money. Everything is dependent on the dollars. Nothing else matters. And that's what we're living in the year 2014, not just collegiate sports and in every other sport. You know, I've talked about this before, but it just irritates the heck out of me, Andy. Here in Southern California, Time Warner Cable has the rights to the Dodgers. They've taken all the over-the-air games off the air, so the 15% of people in L.A. who can't afford cable or satellite will never watch a Dodger game again unless it's on national TV, so it's 150 games that'll be blacked out. And not only that, but Time Warner has not made a deal with any other cable or satellite system. Time Warner has about 15% of the population in Southern California. So right now, 15% of the people in L.A. can watch the Dodgers play in the exhibition season, and that is it. And that's, again, just a dollar figure. $8 billion the Dodgers received. They didn't care about the fans. $8 billion over 25 years. They didn't care about the fans. They didn't care about anybody. The McCourts were horrible. The Guggenheims have come over here, and you presume that they would have more of a feeling for the fans. Because Stan Kasten knows baseball. He knows the history of baseball in Los Angeles. But, again, it just, Andy, everything's the dollars. I mean, that's what we're living in 2014. You're not going to get Dodger games in Los Angeles. And, folks, you know, wherever you're listening, it can happen to you next year. It can happen to you 2 years down the road, and it will happen to you at some point where almost all the games will just be on cable or satellite, and some of the cable systems will not pick it up. And that's the wave of the future, Andy. And as far as these tournaments are concerned, they're not going to do away with them unless Andy Dorf or Fred's going to come up with a lot of money to take the place of them. And I feel sorry for those teams, those squads that have a great regular season in these small conferences and lose. But that's just the way it is. I mean, if Gonzaga loses in WCC, I think they'll still get an in. If BYU loses, I don't know if
they'll
get
in. Yeah,
but
let me ask you real quick. Let me interrupt you. Is that based on their recent history that they're giving Gonzaga a pass? Because I'll tell you what, I've watched them play this year. They're nowhere near as good as they've been in the last couple seasons.
Well, they've had all kinds of injuries too. So I think that just assuredly as if you lose a player late in the season, the selection committee is supposed to take that in consideration. They'll take in consideration that they're healthier now than they were earlier in the season. No, I agree with you though. I mean, the point is, are they given the pass for last year and the year before? But they've been injured this year. A lot of their guys, Pangos has had this foot injury, and he's their best player. So I mean, I think you have to take that in consideration. But it's possible if BYU loses, they don't get in. I'm not sure they deserve to get in anyways. But
well, yeah, they're a bubble team at this point right now. BYU
right.
And the other team you mentioned earlier, Oregon, they're a bubble team. They need a strong showing at the Pac-12 too.
I don't think so. I think Oregon's in. I think they've won 7 in a row at the end of the season. They had won the first 12 games of the season. They had the bad streak in the middle. They've knocked off Arizona. They've knocked off UCLA. I think Oregon's an in.
What about a team like Xavier, who had a big victory a week ago, I believe, against Creighton? They're yeah. somewhat sitting on the fence too. Yes, no?
Yes, but they're playing well now. And again, if the selection committee lives by its rules, it's the way you're playing near the end of the season that matters a whole lot more. That's why, you know, Syracuse with the 4 losses lately, you know, they're going to drop to a 1 to maybe a 3 Or they should drop from a 1 to a 3. And I'm sorry, we got Syracuse fans everywhere, Andy, and listening to this show, I'm sure. But sorry about that. You lose 4 games the last 2 weeks of the season. You deserve to drop.
Not only that, they have no offense, man. They can't score. They can play defense, but they really struggle scoring the basketball. And we all know, come March Madness, you got to be able to score the basketball. They got a really good young point guard in that Innis kid, but I don't know if he can lead them to the promised land. Anyways, Fred Wallen, Dorfman. On the other side, I believe we have Steve Travers, author, who'll be joining us in just a moment. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I got my man Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. I am in Phoenix, Arizona. Once again, you can be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email at sportsfred@aol.com. And this is a little bit of a special treat. We're going to jump out, and we're going to probably go somewhere in San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken, and hook up with none other than author, baseball historian, Steve Travers. Steve, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You know what? Can't complain. It's been a long time since I've spoken to you, and I miss our chats because you're always a wealth of knowledge on sports and many other things, to be honest with you, Steve. But before we get started, why don't you give the people a little bit of information about yourself? Tell them a little bit about you and what you do.
Well, I'm a longtime writer. I used to be a screenwriter. I've been a former columnist for a magazine and also for the San Francisco Examiner, and I've written about 23 or 24 published books, and the latest one, which is the one we're going to talk about today, The Duke, The Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, John Wayne's Political Odyssey.
Very good stuff, and I know you know Fred as well. Fred, say hello to Steve.
Hello, Stephen. How do you feel about daylight savings time?
You know what? I did not know it was daylight savings time, and I was expecting your call in an hour. I did not know. The phone rang, and I thought, is it daylight savings time already? And because it's not on my calendar.
Let's talk about this book, because it is intriguing. Over the last 15, 20 years, you could make the case that Steve Travers has been the most prolific of all sports authors out there. The one book that stands out in my mind, One Night, Two Teams, the story basically of integration in Southeastern Conference when USC battled Alabama a long time ago. But this book, The Duke, The Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, most intriguing because it's really not a sports book. It's more of a political book or sociological look, political look at John Wayne and his history. And it goes back to 1966. USC is battling Texas. John Wayne shows up in Austin, Texas at that point, certainly an all-white team. USC, of course, an integrated team. And John Wayne, of course, the former Trojan. And it's his history and what happened that particular night, which is rather intriguing. But first, let me just throw you this. Was he a good player for USC or not? Because in this book, you hear from different people. Some people say he couldn't handle injuries. The other side of it, he was a great guard. How good was he for Howard Jones years ago for the Trojans of USC?
Well, he was hurt before he had an opportunity to really demonstrate just how good he might have been. And you're right, there are those who say he lacked the overall desire, that he had other things on his mind, that he was a good-looking guy who had to fight off the women. He was already thinking about working over in Hollywood. So I think he probably would have been a creditable player, but he was hurt early on, and we'll never really know.
Let me just throw one more question and then throw it to Andy. Let me just throw Steve this question, Andy, for a reason.
Sure.
Steve and I sort of grew up sort of together, miles apart, in that we both grew up big sports fans, and we both grew up very political. The problem is we're about 180 degrees apart politically, Steve Travers and myself. But the great thing about this book, The Duke, The Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, published by Taylor Trade Publications, you pick up Amazon.com and major bookstores everywhere, is that when I read the book, and I could not put it down, honestly, and I even emailed Steve that last week, the reason I like the book is, even from Steve's perspective, he was really objective in this book about John Wayne, the positives and the negatives from the point of view of other people. So when I read it, it wasn't like it was a slam from the right or, a right-wing diatribe. It was sort of, as down the middle as it could have been, it really was. Any thoughts about that, Steve Travers?
Well, and first of all, Fred, I appreciate that, and I know for a fact, because I've known you for so many years, that you've read every book I've ever written, and every interview we've ever done. I know you've read cover to cover, so that's I just know that, and it's pretty rare. So I appreciate that. Wayne was a very complex person. He was not all good or all bad, so. Like any other person, I think you have to look at him objectively. And, he was a product of his times. His views were a product of those times. And in that respect, you have to judge him or look at him from that perspective.
Absolutely. That is the voice of Steve Travers, author, baseball historian, joining us here on the program. Hey, Steve, let me throw this at you since we are kind of going down this route. Because of your political views, how much of that do you think it does influence the way that you write, or does it not? I mean, Fred, like you said, you guys are 180 degrees different as far as what you believe politically, and he thought you were very objective about it. So are you able to put those feelings aside and just be objective and write down the middle on things, or has it influenced your writing to a certain degree?
No, I don't think I put it aside. You know, my views really are based on a premise, and they're based upon truths, and, you know, not necessarily just opinion, but rather, you know, I've read thousands of books and acquired knowledge, not just, you know, things that I think I want things to be a certain way. I know things are a certain way, so I'm going to write from that perspective. But I've in the past probably gotten in trouble and been a little bit too far to the right, and have taken some heat for that, which I don't really care about. But, you know, this is a subject that was near and dear to me, and Wayne has a lot of fans, and a lot of his fans are not his fans just because of political views. You know, he's got fans in every genre, from his cowboy days, his portrayal of soldiers, his politics, his backing of the Vietnam War, and he's got enemies too. So I think I wanted to write something that everybody would enjoy and get something from.
Hey, Steve, let me ask you this too. I mean, when you talk about, you know, the people that you've talked about, like John Wayne or Barry Bonds and some of the other people that you've obviously written books about, how much time do you actually spend with them or study them to learn about those people so that you can go about this in a, you know, right down the middle type of way?
Well, obviously the case of John Wayne, he passed away in 1979.
Right, no, but I'm just saying, in general, do you have the opportunity sometimes to spend time with these people that you're writing about?
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. You know, in 23 books, there are people that I've had, in the 1970 USC Alabama game, I personally spoke to almost every living person who was involved in that game and got to know them and got a real perspective on the North and the South and how people who live in those two places view the world. In other cases, I haven't gotten the access that I wanted to. I actually did get good access to Barry Bonds in the beginning and got a certain amount of insight to him, but not as much as I would have liked. But, you know, you do the best you can. It's like this writer, Richard Ben Kramer, is one of the best ever. He went to A-Rod in 2006 and said, I want to write, you know, the quintessential A-Rod book. And A-Rod said, great. And then the next 7 years, it was just dealing with A-Rod's lawyers and agents, and the book never got written, and Kramer just passed away and with the unwritten book. So you do the best you can.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of an interesting thing, and I've never thought about asking you before, but I got to imagine that you've been able to create some unbelievable relationships by being an author and writing about people and writing about sports.
Well, that's a great question, because I was talking to somebody else about that, and really, I've interviewed and gotten to know an amazing number of people. We were just talking, like, you know, Bill Sharman and John Wooden and John McKay, just to name a few, you know, Southern California icons, for instance, that I've had an opportunity to know, and it really has, and there have been people in the political world and the historical world that I've had an opportunity to get to know through various reasons, and so I really am very blessed to have lived a very exciting life and kind of left it all on the field, use a baseball term.
Absolutely. Hey, we're up against it, so tell people how they can get your book. I know it's probably on Amazon.com, but you can give us all the vitals to how people can find out where they can get the book.
Well, it's The Duke, the Longhorns, and Chairman Mao. It actually comes out in paperback on April 7th. You can order it on Kindle now. It's on Amazon, but also you can go to my website and read a little bit more about me and my blogs, which is at redroom.com, and it's just type in Stephen Travers in the search engine, and it'll take you right there.
And by the way, I know that Fred said that this is his favorite book, but I got to tell you, my favorite book is The Diamondback Essentials, and it's near and dear to my heart, because I was privileged enough to write the foreword to that book, so That'll always be my favorite book that you've written. Okay, Steve?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've known Fred for, I don't know, 15 years, and I think I've known you probably 10 or 12 years. So we're old hands.
Absolutely. Hey, appreciate you taking time out as always, Steve Travers. Author, historian. Go check out the book, The Duke, The Longhorns, and Chairman Mao. Appreciate it, Steve. Have a great day, man.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Steve Travers hanging out with us. On the other side, I think we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich one more time. Keep it close. Fred Wallen, Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Your season for big savings is deer season. Choose 0% financing for 60 months or get big cash off select new John Deere tractors from our one family through our powerful 6M and 6R series. These offers won't last long, so hurry in today. Offer ends April 30, 2014, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email at sportsfred@aol.com. And in case you missed it, Stephen Travers, author, baseball historian, just got done talking to us about the chairman, the Longhorns. I'm sorry, the Duke, the Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, the new book that he has coming out. And Fred, I am actually kind of surprised that... You have not had the great honor that I have to write a foreword for Steve in one of his books. And, you know, I was trying to help you out there. So hopefully Steve took that and realized that I was trying to have him throw you a bone. So you might be up here pretty soon for writing for Steve, okay?
let me just say this one thing, why this book is really intriguing. The Duke, the Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, and it's his love of it's John Wayne's love of USC, John Wayne's playing for USC, and a fight he either did have or did not have, fisticuffs, September night in 1966, and that's at the end of the book, so I'm not going to give it away. But the point of all this is that it was very interesting times, let's say in the late 30s and the 40s, and I'll tell you why. A lot of great actors out there had strong political opinions. You had a Robert Taylor very far to the right. You had John Wayne, of course, very far to the right. Then you got a Humphrey Bogart to the left. You've got a Henry Fonda to the left. Sometimes these people had to work together. And Adolf Manjou very far to the right, and a Katharine Hepburn hated each other. So that was a problem. But on the other side, you had a Jimmy Stewart and a Henry Fonda. Like, they were best friends, right? And they couldn't have been further apart politically. They just decided they couldn't talk politics. They could never talk politics, yet they liked each other as brothers. And it was just a very interesting time, times in the, you know, people were blacklisted, writers never got another shot. John Garfield, very far to the left, died a broken man at the age of 39. You had other people to the left who managed to work their way back into the system. It was just a very interesting time. And this book tells it all, The Duke, the Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, Taylor Trade Publication. You go to Amazon.com. And, folks, if you like sports, you'll like it. If you like politics, you'll like it. If you like American history, you'll like it. I think this is Stephen Travers' best book.
Well, and again, I've had the privilege and the honor to write a foreword for Steve, and I truly believe that, you know, he's very good at this. The reading is pretty easy when you think about it, but at the same time, very thoughtful, very well put together, and I'm a real fan of what Steve does, to be honest with you. So I'm so gracious that he gave me that opportunity, and hopefully you're going to get the same opportunity one of these days. And I was pushing for it for you, so hopefully he took the bait, and you'll be getting a phone call from Steve to write for you. But hey, without further ado, let's hook up with Jeff Rich. Jeff, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you, fellas?
No complaints. First and foremost, tell people a little bit about how they can check you out, where they can check you out, and what you do.
Well, I'm an editor at the More Than a Fan Digital Network, and the network is made up of about five or six sites. We focus on auto racing. We have a dedicated Boston subsite, a dedicated Cleveland subsite. And I've been doing quite a bit of writing for the Cleveland subsite of late. I write a weekly column that runs on Sunday mornings at cleveland.morethanafan.com or mtafcleveland.com. We just cover the issues of the week, the hot issues of the week in Cleveland. And, you know, there's never a dull moment with Cleveland sports.
No, never a dull moment in sports in general. And I think I'm going to throw you guys a little bit for a loop here and talk to you about something that's interesting to me, first of all, but in general, it's probably interesting to a lot of people, and that is one Tiger Woods, who's got himself three shots back this week in the tournament where he won last year. But realistically, you know, I looked at the calendar this year, and I was thinking this is the return of Tiger Woods. And then he had the back problem again, flare up on him last week, goes through all of his things that he has to with the physical therapy and whatnot to get him ready to go this week again, having a pretty strong outing, to be honest with you. One under par coming into today's action, only three back of Patrick Reed, Jason Duffner at two under par, and then Hunter Mahan as well at two under par, and then you got Tiger Woods, like I said, at one under. But in your guys' humble opinion, first of all, I mean, look, his body is breaking down, Fred, Jeff. His body is breaking down a little bit, as we've all noticed. It's obvious. But to me, this is a really big year for Tiger. If he has any hope of breaking that record, he's really got to pick up one, maybe two majors. So your thoughts, first of all, will go to Jeff on Tiger Woods and him being able to play 2014 in the way that he wants to play it, first of all, because he had to withdraw last week, and I think he's withdrawn seven times in his career now. Jack only had to do that twice, but as your body gets older, takes the beating, the pounding, will Tiger be able to survive this? And do you think, like I do, this is a huge year for Tiger in a lot of ways, getting back on his winning track and having any chance of getting that major record?
First of all, I don't think he's going to catch Jack. I just think that he lost too many years of his career due to the I don't want to call them mental problems, but just off the course type of stuff. I think that the back problems are a legitimate concern for Tiger. He's looked good this week. If he can keep it up, I think that you got to put him against the field at Augusta, and he's always a good bet at the PGA Championship or at the U.S. Open rather. It's tough to say. Let's see if he can hang on through Sunday. I mean, he's not the Tiger, the Sunday Tiger of old, but he still doesn't really have that. That 1A competitor. I know that Rory McIlroy is close, but there's a lot of Phil Mickelson in him, and it took Mickelson a while to get it together. I could see Tiger winning a few tournaments, maybe he gets a major this year, but I think he's got a tough road ahead to catch Jack.
Fred, your thoughts? I mean, can Tiger turn this thing around? We know the body is giving out on him, and it's been giving out for several years. And Jeff brought up something that I didn't really bring into the equation, and that is what happened a couple of years ago off of the course. I'm sure that had a little something to do with things, but at the end of the day, I think more importantly, it's his body and his mental state at this point. But do you think Tiger can turn it around in 2014?
I think he can turn around in 2014, 2015, 2016. I think he'll win another number of the majors over the next 5-6 years. I just think that he's that much, when he's healthy, he's that much better than everybody else. And he had the 3 years of, I disagree with you, Andy. Psychologically, that tore him apart. I mean, there's no question about it. The fans became his enemy and the whole thing, and it's awfully tough to play under those circumstances. So he lost 2 to 3 years because of his off-the-field activities, but off-the-course activities. But, no, I disagree with Jeff. I think he'll do it. I think he will do it. I think he'll catch up. And, again, I mean, I just think he's better than everybody else. There's so much money. He's made so much money that it's a lot easier for him to drop out than even in Niklaus's case 40 years ago, because, I mean, they made money, but they didn't make the money
sure.
Wasn't comparable to what you're making now. I mean, Tiger's got so much money put away that he can step aside. With maybe an injury 40 years ago, he wouldn't step aside because, hey, if you finish 15th, I could use the bucks. Now, if he finishes 15th, he doesn't really care. It's sort of chump change to him. So, no, if you're asking me, I'm optimistic about him, and certainly the television networks are very hopeful that Tiger's there for many years to come.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I think they're very hopeful that he'll be there for the next few years. And I got to tell you, a Sunday with Tiger Woods in the mix equals a lot of ratings.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Today is a good day for golf. It's a good day to be watching golf because Tiger is in the mix. And I don't know. I get excited to see when Tiger's in the mix on a Sunday. But that's just me personally. But let's shift gears now and let's go a little NBA action, since we haven't really talked any NBA hoops today and usually don't need to talk much about it. But I did talk to Jeff about this a little bit in hour one, but I want to get your thoughts on them retiring Zydrunas Ilgauskas' number last night and LeBron James being there for that, Fred. How do you feel about that?
People seem to be upset with it. I don't even know why. I mean, he was a good player for many years. They didn't, what can you say? I mean, tell me what the negative is. I mean, LeBron is trying to get back into the good graces of the people in this country, and certainly the people of Cleveland and the state of Ohio. So tell me what the negative was before tell me what the negative was.
I don't know if there is any negative. I think, it's just people being people and wanting to hate for really no reason. I think LeBron James had a lot of good intentions to be there.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Look, the bottom line is he spent a lot of years with Z, and they had a pretty good relationship. And to me, it showed class and character, to be honest with you. Jeff, I mean, why don't you interject? You are the guy from, that gives us a skinny from Cleveland a lot of times. So I personally, we did talk about it a little bit, but I think LeBron handled this with class and character.
No, absolutely. I don't think there is any negative coming from the Cleveland fan base. They really enjoyed the night. LeBron, you know, took a back seat to Zydrunas Ilgauskas. It was definitely his night. If there was any negative to be taken from it, I think it was the way that ESPN covered it on SportsCenter by running a LeBron highlight package to lead into it, and then putting it on their little rundown screen as the King returns when it was really Z's night. But you can't really blame you can't really say that there's negatives come from it just because we're critical of the way that ESPN covers Cleveland. I think that that's been an ongoing thing year over year, but not to the event itself, and certainly no vitriol directed towards LeBron James at all.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, but at the end of the day, it's good for Z that he got his number retired. And I think, again, LeBron handled this with class and dignity and character. And I'm glad to see him back there supporting a guy that he spent a lot of years with, to be honest with you. So I got no problem with it. And I think if people did, they like you said, at the end of the day, everything wound up working out pretty well, and I think the night itself was pretty special, and hopefully that's really what they took away from it. Hey, let me ask you this.
Let me add one more thing. I say that this is this definitely is the precursor to pave the road. LeBron can come back to Cleveland. You know, he can come back to Cleveland just as a former player, without the hate that was spewed just 4 years ago. I think it was December 2nd, 2010, where they were really worried about his safety coming in, and now he's back in the good graces, and he's going to have his number retired, and his 23 will go in the rafters, and Zydrunas Ilgauskas will be there for his moment as well.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. And good stuff as always. We're up against it here. So real quickly, one more time, how do people check out Jeff Rich, and how can they check out what you do, man?
Hey, I'm at JRichRadio on Twitter, and the website is morethanafan.net or cleveland.morethanafan.net, and I do write a weekly column. Sometimes I'll throw an extra column in there during the week, depending on what the hot topic of the week is.
Very good stuff as always. And then you can always catch him here on the program in hour two, and usually co-host hour one with me as well. So, Jeff, appreciate you taking time out with us today. Have a great Sunday, man.
Hey, appreciate it. Take care, guys.
Good deal. Jeff Rich, morethanafan.net, joining us as he always does. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. And I got to get one thing out of you, Fred, before we get out of here. And that's about Phil Jackson, your thoughts when we come back about him maybe being in the front office for the New York Knicks. I know you're a guy that wanted him there in L.A., so that's why I'm coming to you on it. But to me, this makes a lot of sense for him to go back to his roots where he played. But we'll see your thoughts on the other side. Again, Dorf on Sports, Fred Wallen in L.A., I'm in Phoenix. We'll be right back on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, challenges and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports. And just a quick reminder, we are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time, and we rebroadcast at 9 a.m. on Mondays. So those of you that catch us on Monday, try to catch us on Sunday when we're live from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. each and every Sunday. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman in Phoenix, and you can be anywhere. That's kind of the way we like to do things. Fred, before we get the heck out of here today, I do want to get your thoughts on Phil Jackson going potentially back to New York. I know that you were a big fan of his and you did want him back in L.A. I see your posts all the time on Facebook about how you would hope that Buss Jr. will fire himself and whatnot, but your thoughts about Phil Jackson getting back in the mix in general, we all kind of knew he would, but it was just a matter of when and where.
Well, you know, as badly as the Lakers are playing this year and for the next few years under Buss Jr., is sort of Phil Jackson's way to snub his nose at the Lakers if he can turn the Knicks around. Knicks, you know, don't have a whole lot of talent either, really, if you think about it. I mean, they're in a mess. He's got nothing to lose. They're not going to be worse than they are when he starts taking over. So I think for Phil Jackson, I think it's another way of getting back at Buss Jr. for not hiring him ahead of Mike D'Antoni, and I think he'll do a good job with the Knicks.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I mean, look, to me, the move makes a lot of sense. I think there was just too much stuff going on there in L.A., and I think he didn't want to get caught up in all the hoopla and whatnot, and he had had his run there. So I think that the way he looked at it is this ship can only go bad, whereas, like you said, New York is already so bad in general. He can't really mess that thing up. It can only get better, right?
It's my opinion, 100%.
Yeah, so I agree with you 100% on this one. For Fred Wallen, for Steve Travers, author, baseball historian, go get his book, The Duke, The Longhorns, and the Chairman Mao. And then for Jeff Rich and Scott, I am the Dorfman saying peace, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be back at you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.